Not ending brokers' fees. The city is trying to veto an expansion of voucher programs as opposed to leaning into that expansion. And furthermore, there are opportunities for the city to be building 100% affordable housing on 100% publicly owned land. These are some of the clear opportunities we have that I will take as the next mayor of New York City.
And what does it mean to be running as a Democratic Socialist?
You know, I think it means that I am putting myself forward not simply as an individual, but rather as someone who belongs to a larger tradition, a tradition that says these issues right now are ones that have to be understood at a systemic level. And if we want to provide New Yorkers with the dignity that is required, we need to start making sure that everything they need to live that kind of a life is guaranteed to them, is not something that they can instead be priced out of, as we're seeing today with rent, with childcare, with public transit.
And if you could talk some more about your stance on the war in Gaza, which clearly, or in the Palestinian territories, which clearly is not normally a plank of a candidate for mayor in New York City, but certainly will affect how people vote.
You know, I think there's tremendous anger and alienation across New York City today, whether it's these corruption crises or the cost of living or the fact that our tax dollars are continuing to fund a genocide across Palestine. And what voters are looking for is someone who can speak clearly to that crisis of confidence and of faith in the power of government to be a positive force in people's lives and to offer them a vision that is worth believing in. And that is what I am going to do in this campaign, is to put forward an economic agenda that puts working class New Yorkers first, all while recognizing the world as it actually is, which is one where there is a hierarchy of human life that the United States government is following that states that it is fine for Palestinians and Lebanese and Syrians and Yemenis to be killed, because that is simply the worth that they have in the eyes of our federal government.
So you are an activist, you get arrested, you go on hunger strike with the taxi drivers in 21, on hunger strike around Gaza in Washington, D.C., a five-day hunger strike, you get arrested, but you're also in the legislature currently, New York, and you introduced not on our dime, ending New York funding of Israeli Settler Violence Act. Where has that gone, and what specifically does that say New York State should do?
So what that legislation says is that it should be illegal for New York State nonprofits to fund Israeli war crimes. And if you ask any New Yorker, it is quite common sense to say that charities should not be funding the violation of international human rights. But what we found in New York City and across this country is when you dare to apply universal standards to Israel, you are left as a caricature as opposed to someone standing up for the broad application of universal rights. That is a piece of legislation that I introduced in May of 2023. It is one that has started to increase the number of co-sponsors we've seen in both chambers, and also recently received the support from Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
And also, we've only got about 30 seconds left, but you've promised also to eliminate all bus fares on city buses if you're elected. How would you pay for that?
So that is something that I would use current city revenue towards, as well as use the bully pulpit, the second largest in America, to continue to advocate for what I've been calling for since I got to Albany, which is raising taxes on the wealthiest New Yorkers and the wealthiest corporations that do business in New York. What we've seen in the free bus pilot that we won in Albany just 2 years ago is that when you make buses free, ridership increases by 30%, assaults on bus operators drop by nearly 40%, and you get people out of cars and onto public transit. It's time we bring that reality to every New Yorker across New York City.
Zohran Mamdani, Democratic Socialist, New York State Assembly member, is today launching his campaign for New York City mayor. And that does it for our broadcast. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for our video news production and digital fellowship programs. You can learn more and apply at democracynow.org. And we'll be doing an election night four-hour special. Check it out on our website. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
RCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
We'll be right back. Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
My love, well, I love you so. Won't you leave it to me? Don't ever be ashamed. If you'll give me a chance, I'll take care of everything. You know your troubles I'll share.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. Discover more helpful tips and resources at fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Thank you. I sleep kind of hard. I might even forget what went on in the dark. It seemed like to me, girl, I heard you say early this morning about the break of day.
Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Did you say I made you feel all right?
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
On the shelf.